From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. Ukraine's military in Crimea say they've authorized the use of weapons for self-defense. The statement was made on the Ukrainian Defense Ministry's website. It comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin signed an agreement in Moscow to formalize Crimea's absorption into the Russian Federation.
I introduce to the Federal Assembly and request to consider the constitutional law on admitting Crimea to the Russian Federation, two entities, Republic of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol.
The US and the EU say the referendum was illegal and they won't recognize Crimea as a part of Russia. The White House says Moscow is risking additional American sanctions because of its move. From Washington, Simon Marks reports.
The toughest response to President Putin's speech came from Vice President Joe Biden on a visit to Poland, where he's trying to underscore America's commitment to that country and its Baltic neighbors.
Russia has offered a variety of arguments to justify what is nothing more than a land grab.
Simon Marks, Washington.
And President Barack Obama has invited the leaders of G7 nations to meet next week in The Hague to discuss the evolving crisis in Ukraine. The meeting, which will take place on the margins of the nuclear security summit, is likely to focus on further steps that the group may take to respond to the latest developments. That's following this weekend's referendum. UK Prime Minister David Cameron says Vladimir Putin's latest moves are completely unacceptable, as Ollie Barrett reports from our London bureau.
David Cameron says that President Putin should know that Russia will face more serious consequences, and that if Russia does not take the path of de-escalation, it will face tighter sanctions. David Cameron, though, well aware that President Putin does not currently look like a man worried by the threat of Western sanctions.
In other news, relatives of the 153 Chinese passengers on board the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 have threatened to go on hunger strike if authorities in Malaysia fail to give more accurate information about the search. Malaysian authorities are reportedly denying claims published in the New York Times that a computer in the aircraft's cockpit was pre-programmed to turn west, changing its flight path. Two people are dead after a helicopter working for a local television station crashed into the American city of Seattle. Several people were injured on the ground, including one person who's in a critical condition in hospital. Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger has denied he recently split up with his girlfriend Loren Scott, who was found dead in her New York apartment on Monday. The band have now cancelled the first date in their Australian tour, with reports Mick Jagger will now fly to America. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Scotland will be going to the polls in exactly 6 months' time to vote for or against independence. Yes or no campaigns are in full swing as they enter the final months ahead of the referendum. And as our UK correspondent Natalie Powell reports, more proposals are being put forward by both sides.
The Scottish Government argues that only full independence will give the country the economic powers that it needs, but the Labour Party has been looking into options for further devolution of powers to the Scottish Parliament as an alternative. The party says that under its proposals, the Scottish Parliament would have more control over income tax and housing benefit, but without moving entirely away from the United Kingdom. Voters in Scotland will go to the polls on the 18th of September in a yes-no vote on whether the country should become independent. Natalie Powell, London.
Air Canada has suspended its flights to and from Venezuela. That's as a result of the civil unrest that's plagued the South American country for over a month now. The airline said it can no longer ensure the safety of its operations in Venezuela. From Washington, Andrea Arenas reports.
Air Canada's decision is being put into effect immediately, with Tuesday's flights already being cancelled. The airline has guaranteed that affected passengers will be able to obtain refunds or be rebooked onto other airlines free of charge. Air Canada is not the only airline to question the status of their operations in Venezuela. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said any airlines wanting to reduce or suspend their flights to the country would face consequences. Airlines are concerned with the safety of their passengers and their operations, as some 20 people have died in anti-government protests in Venezuela over the past month. Andrea Arenas, Washington.
And you can keep in touch with the latest news if you follow us on Twitter @FeatureStory. From Feature Story News in Washington, Rebecca Hume reporting.